Alright, let me be honest and let y'all know something. I left a little bit out that story I was telling on the end of disc one. But check this out, we gonna rewind it back a little bit. When I was at the Astro Arena, and I was standing outside the door, and Mike Jones' crew was coming out the door. Mike Jones saw me and turned and looked me right in the face, and he nodded his head and said, "What's up?" So, me being the type of person that I am, I just couldn't take that because he was in the middle of a real heated beef, a real heated rivalry. So I looked him back in the face and I was like, "Man, why you talking to me, man? You know I don't mess with you like that." He just gave me a look and he didn't say nothing. So he turned and he went back to the car and everybody else started coming out the door. 10 people, 15 people, 20 people, everybody came out. There's a whole bunch of them that was getting in the cars. So next thing I know, the doors started opening on the cars and everybody started getting out the cars. And then somebody kind of walked up close to me and was like, "I hear you talking all this trash." So I kind of tried to ignore it because I knew I was in a bad situation. And at that moment, I kind of wished that I would have kept my mouth shut. But I had made them all mad and everybody, it was looking like it was about to go down. So, you know, fast forward, I get inside the Astro Arena, the doors closed. They start banging on the door. They come out and they all surrounded me. It's like, man, a whole bunch of them. I don't even know how many of them it was. Everybody. And some people from Rap-A-Lot was there. International Red from Rap-A-Lot, he was there too. You know what I'm saying? He was trying to keep everybody calm. He was like, "Man, y'all chill out. Y'all don't need to fight here." And they was like, "Nah, you about to fight us. We about to stomp this boy to the ground." So I was thinking crazy. I was just looking to the left thinking like, what the heck I'm finna do? You know, my whole thinking was, I just don't want to fall to the ground. I'm just gonna stay up if they jump me, right? And CeeLo was just telling me, "Shut up. Don't say nothing." CeeLo from the Beat Bullets was like, "Cam, just be quiet, man." And I turned to all of them and I was like, "I don't even know y'all. Let me fight him one-on-one." And then they all said something back to me like, "Nah, you mess with Mike Jones, you gotta mess with all of us." So they was just surrounding me and we was just walking. Me and CeeLo was walking and we had looked at the distance from the door all the way to the inside of the Astro Arena, and it was a long distance. I didn't even think I was gonna make it. You know what I'm saying? So we just walking, they was walking with me the whole time, everybody was talking trash. Next thing you know, we getting into the car show and all the fans is in there, and all they see is just me walking and a whole bunch of black shirts around me. So all the fans just start looking like, what the heck is going on? Next thing I know, the radio people start running over, police start running over, and they grab me. I'm pissed because the police grabbed me, and I'm the one surrounded by all these people in black shirts that's trying to get at me. So I started yelling back at the police, like, "Why y'all grabbing me? They the ones trying to get at me." And then, you know, they broke it up and everybody was just yelling. The police was trying to break things up. Fans was looking. It was crazy. And, you know, by the time I got to the booth, the party booth, I was there standing there and started signing autographs for fans. Because it's crazy. Fans will come up to you and ask for autographs in the middle of the craziest times. Like, I'm about to get jumped by, like, a whole bunch of people in Ice Age shirts. And fans was coming up to me asking me for autographs. I swear I'm not lying about that. That is crazy. But when I was at the booth, that whole time I was kind of thinking in my head, I was like, I cannot believe I made it to the door, all the way to this booth, and I'm signing autographs, and I didn't even get touched. I didn't get one scratch on me, man. You know what? And I tell all y'all this story just for this reason, man. The moral of the story is, man, be careful what you say, man. And if you say it, you better be ready to back it up, man. This is my message to Mike Jones and everybody that was there that night. Y'all so lucky y'all ain't do nothing to me, man. That's the reason why we friends now. That's the reason why we could be cool, because we would probably still be going at it if y'all would have jumped me that night, man. Straight up. Straight up. Because when I get mad, I don't, it's hard for me to turn back. But we good, man. We good. Last but not least, CeeLo and Gil Green to this day still think I'm crazy. I don't think I'm crazy. What you think? Mixtape Massage 7.